Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. Mastering IELTS Speaking, how to describe a person who has guided your career development. Are you preparing for the IELTS speaking test and wondering how to effectively describe a person who has guided your career development? This topic is a common one in IELTS Speaking Part 2, and with the right approach, you can impress the examiner and boost your band score. In this comprehensive guide, we'll explore strategies, sample answers, and key vocabulary to help you excel in this task. Understanding the IELTS speaking test structure. Before we dive into the specific topic, let's briefly review the structure of the IELTS speaking test. Part 1, introduction and interview, 4 to 5 minutes. Part 2, long turn, 3 to 4 minutes. Part 3, two-way discussion, 4 to 5 minutes. Our focus will be on Part 2, where you're likely to encounter the task of describing a person who has guided your career development. However, we'll also cover related questions in Parts 1 and 3 to give you a complete picture. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. In this section, the examiner might ask you some general questions about career guidance or mentorship. Here are a few potential questions and sample answers. Sample question 1, do you think it's important to have a mentor in your career? Band 6 to 7. Answer: yes, I believe having a mentor is quite important. They can provide valuable advice and help you avoid common mistakes in your career. Band 8 to 9. Answer: absolutely. Having a mentor can be invaluable in one's career journey. A good mentor not only offers sage advice based on their experience, but also helps you navigate the complexities of your chosen field. They can provide insights that you might not gain on your own and open doors to opportunities you might not have known existed. Sample question 2. What qualities do you think make a good career advisor? Band 6-7, answer. I think a good career advisor should be knowledgeable, patient, and understanding. They should also be good at explaining things clearly. Band 8-9, answer. In my opinion, an effective career advisor should possess a diverse skill set. Firstly, they need to be highly knowledgeable about various industries and career paths. Secondly, excellent communication skills are crucial for articulating complex ideas and providing clear guidance. Additionally, empathy and active listening skills are essential to understand the advisee's unique situation and aspirations. Lastly, a good advisor should be well-connected and willing to leverage their network to benefit their advisees. Part 2, Long Turn. In this section, you'll be given a cue card with a topic and some bullet points. You'll have 1 minute to prepare, and then you'll need to speak for 1 to 2 minutes on the topic. Here's a sample cue card related to our main topic. Cue card. Describe a person who has guided you in your career development. You should say, who this person is, how you know them, what they did to guide you, and explain how their guidance has influenced your career. Sample answer, band 8-9. I'd like to talk about my former university professor, Dr. Sarah Thompson, who has been instrumental in guiding my career development. I first met Dr. Thompson during my sophomore year when I took her Advanced Marketing Strategies course. Her passion for the subject and innovative teaching methods immediately captivated me, and I found myself gravitating towards her expertise. Dr. Thompson's guidance has been multifaceted and profound. Firstly, she recognized my potential in market research and encouraged me to pursue internships in that field. She went above and beyond by personally recommending me to her industry contacts, which led to a summer internship at a prestigious marketing firm. Moreover, Dr. Thompson mentored me throughout my final year project, challenging my assumptions and pushing me to think critically. Her feedback was always constructive and thought-provoking, helping me develop a more analytical mindset. Perhaps most importantly, she instilled in me the importance of continuous learning. She often shared insights about the rapidly evolving marketing landscape and emphasized the need to stay ahead of industry trends. Dr. Thompson's guidance has profoundly influenced my career trajectory. Thanks to her mentorship, I developed a strong foundation in market research and data analysis, which has become the cornerstone of my career. Her encouragement to pursue challenging opportunities has led me to take on roles that I might have otherwise considered beyond my reach. Furthermore, the professional network I built through her introductions has been invaluable, opening doors to exciting opportunities and collaborations. Today, as I navigate my career in digital marketing, I often find myself drawing upon the lessons and wisdom she imparted. In essence, Dr. Thompson's guidance has not only shaped my career path, but also instilled in me the confidence and skills necessary to thrive in the competitive world of marketing. Examiner's follow-up questions. How common is it for people to have mentors in your country? Do you think companies should provide mentorship programs for their employees? Sample answer. In my country, the concept of mentorship is gaining traction, especially in professional settings. While it's not yet ubiquitous, there's a growing recognition of its value. Many universities now offer mentorship programs, pairing students with industry professionals. In the corporate world, formal mentorship schemes are becoming more common, particularly in larger companies and multinational corporations. However, in smaller businesses or more traditional industries, mentorship often remains informal and organic. There's still room for growth in this area, as many people, especially those early in their careers, could greatly benefit from structured guidance. Absolutely, I believe companies should prioritize mentorship programs for their employees. Such programs can be mutually beneficial for both the organization and its staff. For employees, mentorship provides invaluable guidance, helps accelerate professional development, and can significantly boost job satisfaction and loyalty. From the company's perspective, mentorship programs can foster a culture of continuous learning, improve employee retention, and help groom future leaders from within the organization. Moreover, these programs can facilitate knowledge transfer between experienced staff and newcomers, ensuring that crucial skills and institutional knowledge are preserved and passed on. While implementing effective mentorship programs requires investment and commitment, the long-term benefits in terms of employee performance, engagement, and overall organizational success make it a worthwhile endeavor for companies of all sizes. Part 3, Two-Way Discussion. In this section, the examiner will ask you more abstract questions related to the topic. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. Question 1. How has the role of mentorship in career development changed over the years? Band 6-7. Answer. I think mentorship has become more important over the years. In the past, people might just learn on the job, but now having a mentor can really help you progress faster in your career. Band 8-9. Answer. The role of mentorship in career development has evolved significantly over the years. Traditionally, mentorship was often an informal arrangement, typically between a senior colleague and a junior employee within the same organization. However, in today's rapidly changing job market, mentorship has taken on a more structured and diverse form. One notable change is the rise of cross-industry mentorship. With careers becoming less linear and more people switching industries, mentors are increasingly sought for their broad expertise rather than specific industry knowledge. This shift reflects the growing importance of transferable skills in the modern workplace. Moreover, technology has transformed the mentorship landscape. Virtual mentoring platforms and online professional networks have made it possible to connect with mentors globally, breaking down geographical barriers. This has democratized access to mentorship, allowing individuals to seek guidance from a wider pool of experts. Another significant change is the increased recognition of reverse mentoring, where younger employees mentor older colleagues, particularly in areas like technology and digital trends. This reflects a more collaborative approach to knowledge sharing within organizations. Lastly, there's a growing emphasis on mentorship for diversity and inclusion. Many companies now have mentorship programs specifically designed to support underrepresented groups, recognizing the role of mentorship in promoting equality and fostering diverse leadership. These changes reflect a broader recognition of mentorship as a critical tool for both personal development and organizational success in an increasingly complex and competitive professional landscape. Question 2. In what ways can mentorship contribute to innovation in the workplace? Band 6-7. Answer. Mentorship can help bring new ideas to the workplace. Experienced mentors can share their knowledge, and younger employees can bring fresh perspectives. This mix can lead to innovation. Band 8-9. Answer. Mentorship can be a powerful catalyst for innovation in the workplace through several mechanisms. Firstly, it creates a conduit for knowledge transfer between experienced professionals and newer entrants to the field. This exchange isn't just one way. It often leads to a cross-pollination of ideas, where the mentor's deep industry knowledge combines with the mentee's fresh perspective, potentially sparking innovative solutions. Moreover, effective mentorship often encourages risk-taking and experimentation. Mentors can provide a safe space for mentees to explore unconventional ideas, offering guidance on how to refine and implement these concepts. This nurturing environment can be particularly conducive to innovation, as it allows for the exploration of ideas that might be too risky to pursue without support. Mentorship also broadens perspectives. By exposing mentees to different aspects of the business or industry, mentors help them develop a more holistic understanding of challenges and opportunities. This comprehensive view can lead to more integrated and innovative approaches to problem solving. Furthermore, mentorship can foster a culture of continuous learning and improvement within an organization. When employees at all levels engage in mentorship, it creates a dynamic environment where questioning the status quo and proposing new ideas becomes the norm. This culture is fertile ground for innovation. Lastly, mentorship can play a crucial role in implementing innovative ideas. Mentors, with their experience and often senior positions, can help navigate the organizational landscape, advocate for promising ideas, and provide the support needed to bring innovations from concept to reality. In essence, mentorship contributes to innovation by creating an environment that values learning, encourages new perspectives, supports risk-taking, and provides the necessary backing to turn innovative ideas into tangible outcomes. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. To achieve a high band score, it's crucial to use a range of sophisticated vocabulary and phrases. Here are some key terms related to career guidance and mentorship. Instrumental, adjective, having an important role in making something happen. Example, her advice was instrumental in my decision to pursue a career in marketing. Sage advice, noun phrase, wise and experienced counsel. Example, my mentor offered sage advice on navigating office politics. Navigate, never verb, to find a way through a complex situation or system. Example, a good mentor helps you navigate the complexities of your chosen field. Leverage, verb, to use something to maximum advantage. Example, she leveraged her network to help me secure internships. Multifaceted, adjective, having many different aspects or features. Example, her guidance was multifaceted, covering both technical skills and soft skills. Gravitate towards wodes, phrasal verb, to be attracted to or move towards something. Example, I found myself gravitating towards her expertise in digital marketing. Instill, verb, to gradually but firmly establish an idea or attitude in a person's mind. Example, she instilled in me the importance of continuous learning. Profound influence, noun phrase, a deep and significant impact. Example, her mentorship had a profound influence on my career choices. Remember to practice using these terms in context to make them a natural part of your vocabulary. Tips from an IELTS speaking examiner. As an experienced IELTS speaking examiner, here are some key tips to help you excel in your speaking test. Practice regularly. Consistency is key. Try to practice speaking English every day, even if it's just for a few minutes. Use a variety of sentence structures. Mix simple, compound, and complex sentences to demonstrate your language proficiency. Develop your ideas. Don't just give short answers. Expand on your points and provide examples to support your statements. Work on your pronunciation. Clear pronunciation is crucial. Focus on stress, intonation, and individual sounds that you find challenging. Build your vocabulary. Learn new words and phrases related to common IELTS topics, but make sure you understand how to use them correctly in context. Stay calm. Remember, the examiner wants you to do well. Take deep breaths and try to relax during the test. Listen carefully. Make sure you understand the questions fully before answering. It's okay to ask for clarification if needed. Be authentic. While it's good to prepare, avoid memorizing scripted answers. The examiner is looking for natural, spontaneous speech. By following these tips and practicing regularly, you'll be well prepared to tackle the IELTS speaking test and describe a person who has guided your career development with confidence and fluency. For more tips on managing stress in high-pressure situations like the IELTS test, check out our article on how to manage stress in high-pressure jobs. Additionally, if you're looking for guidance on describing other types of influential people, you might find our article on how to describe a person who is very knowledgeable about a specific topic helpful. Remember, the key to success in the IELTS speaking test is practice, authenticity, and confidence. Good luck with your preparation. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.